Not Fragile. Bachman Turner Overdrive from the album of the same name, released in 1974. You listen to the show for a number of years. You know Boomer's made fun of this. I played it every once in a while. I might have hinted at the story, but I want to tell you the story. First gift I ever remember giving anybody, and I'm not sure I gave it, but I thought I did, 4 years old. I gave it to my dad for his birthday. My dad is somebody I don't talk enough about. A month from tomorrow, it'll be 20 years since I lost him. I have a big regret in life. He never got a chance to hear me do this. He never got a chance to be part of this with me. I learned everything about sports from my dad. Hockey, football, debating, being passionate about a fan. He was invited me into my first ever hockey pool, which I won. But sports and me and my dad, that's what it was all about. And I sit here today regretting the fact that we never got to share what I've been able to do here for the last 15 years. This song is particularly important to me because my dad was very, very sick for most of my life. But he went to work 7 days a week. Never quit. He was not fragile. That's what he was. He was not fragile. I didn't know this song. I knew all the words, but I didn't know it. Because my dad would get up because he couldn't sleep, and he put it on the record player, and he'd sit in his chair, and he'd listen to this album. He'd fall asleep, and I knew all of the songs before I even knew what they called or where they came from, but I knew I gave him this gift. So as I sit here today, I really do regret that. That's in life, you know, you want to avoid regrets. That's the one regret. That when I came here on May 5th of 2003, my dad never got a chance to be part of this. Now, what I'm really happy about is that my mom, Marg, who's my biggest fan, my biggest defender, she's always interested in what I'm doing. Sometimes I try to explain to her, and I don't think she gets it, but she's been here for all 15 years. The highs, the lows, and all of it. My wife, Frankie, who is my rock, who means everything to me in the whole world, put up with my weird hours, put up with me just bolting out of the house to go cover something, with me sitting in my office looking up stats and writing rosters and watching hockey games. She got to hear it, and she loved it, and I was proud of that. My daughters, Jennifer and Lizzie, missed their dad for good portions, but understood what dad was about and always thought it was kind of cool that some father on the soccer team or at dance or at school kind of knew who their dad was. They didn't want to admit it. Kind of thought it was cool when we went down to the dome and saw things that normal other kids didn't get a chance to see. It was great to share that with them. So I don't regret that. This is my last day. I have resigned. I am stepping away from broadcasting. It has given me a lot, but now is the right time. I'm leaving on great terms. Of that, I do not want anybody to misunderstand. I am pursuing an incredible opportunity in a field that will allow me to continue to work in the community and allow me to continue to work with sports fans, but in a different thing. I really kind of feel right now that I've run my course as a day-in, day-out broadcaster. Now, I get it. I know. Everybody says, hey, everything's great. We're all friends. And this is the right time for me to step away. Look, bottom line here, and I'm very aware of it, there's some young voices that need some more room here. The business is changing, and so am I, quite honestly. There's no hard feelings here, none whatsoever. I'm just going to go somewhere else and build something, and I'm really excited about that, and I'm very passionate about it. And I'll tell you this, for those who are, no, I'm not gone. I may pop here and there, and you never know, next summer I might show up for a show or two. But I am moving on. I really want to avoid mentioning too many names because I'm going to run the risk of forgetting somebody, and I really don't want to do that. However, thank you to Kelly Kirsch, the Regina Rocket. I know. You hear him on Hockey Central, and the morning show makes fun of him. We all do our Kelly Kirsch imitations. Kelly Kirsch is the big brother I never had. I've learned so much from him. He put up with my crap. He put up with my tantrums and all the things that nobody really knows about that I would get fired up about, my moods. But he was always there for me. And when this finally came down a couple weeks ago and I said, Kel, it's time for me to move on, he could not have been better. He could not have been more of a professional. He's been so gracious in all of this. I want to thank Peter Marr, my mentor, the best broadcaster, bar none, end of story, stop, that I have ever been around. One of the best human beings I've ever been around. I want to thank Mike Rogers. Mike Rogers was so gracious to me when I got here. Mike Rogers put up with my crap like nobody would believe, and he was so good. And I can tell you, I'm not sure it ever got better than sitting in the hot stove lounge after a Flames win, giggling amongst the three of us with all of our inside jokes. I want to thank Charlie Simmer. For 3 years, I traveled with him. I lived with him. I was around him. Taught me so much. One of the good guys. One of the good guys. I want to thank Joe Sports. Joe taught me what it was to be, what it means to be a Calgarian. He taught me what it means to be in this business. He taught me to wrestle. He taught me not to take myself too seriously. We lost him way too early. I miss him to this day. I want to thank Boom. Boom and I worked together, not so closely lately. But another guy I learned from, another guy who put me in my place when I needed to be put in my place. I want to thank all of those guys and so many more. All of the staff here, all of the producers, the engineers, the promo people, the sales staff, all of the peers, all of my media friends that have been with me over the years, the people I work with 3 years over at Sportsnet on the television side. That was the greatest, and I want to thank them. Thanks to all of the coaches, the general managers, the players, the officials, anybody else who was kind enough to be a guest on our show, anybody who put their trust that we would not embarrass them, that we would handle them okay, and that would come on time after time after time, even when it was inconvenient. Thank you. To the sponsors, thank you for putting your trust in us, be it live shows, be it endorsements, voicing, whatever. Again, I really want to avoid naming names, but I do have to say thank you to Brian Benny over at Metro. I also want to thank Jack at the Comedy Cave, Sam Jablonka from Shanks, and Greg at Alberta Marine. And I know there's other ones, and I know I'm missing you, and it's not intentional. My hope is that I'm going to get to meet everybody and thank them in person. Most importantly, I want to thank you, the listener. I made a lot of mistakes. I tried to own them when I could. I gave you a lot of opinions, some bad, some good. I just want you to know that every day we tried as hard as we could to put the best product on the air. I'm proud to be a Calgarian. I'm also incredibly proud to have served sports fans in this city and in southern Alberta. I know, because I make the crack. Oh, this is where he's going to tell us we're the best sports fans anywhere. This is what I loved about my job, was I'd be out somewhere on a remote, I'd be somewhere, and somebody would come up to me, and they would say, are you Rob Curran? I go, yeah. I listen all the time. Thank you for that. I don't always agree with you. Thank you for that. I never wanted to tell you what to think. I only wanted to challenge your thoughts. I wanted to tell stories. I wanted to provide information. So are you the greatest sports fans in all of the world? Yeah, to this cowboy, you are. Thank you. The only thing that ever really mattered to me, and the only thing that ever should matter to anybody in this radio station, is what goes through those speakers. And that's all about you. I do want to leave you with two pieces of advice and a favor. I know I'm asking a lot, but a favor first. You've always been so generous with your support of our causes around here, and I ask that you keep these great groups in mind. And when you can help or you want to help, please. Kids Sport Calgary, Comrie Sports Equipment Bank, Heroes Hockey, Football Hockey Link, Hockey Calgary, and the Flames Even Strength Program. If those aren't in your ballpark, but you want to help somebody, help kids, please. And I've said this before, if you're an official, if you're a volunteer, if you're a coach, and you're giving back to kids, you're doing God's work. Thank you for doing that. My two pieces of advice to my coworkers and those thinking about getting into the great sandbox of life we call sports. Please remember the difference between opinion and fact. Please. Please put quality over credit. It does not matter who you are. It matters what you're putting out there. And if I can, let's avoid using I, me, mine. Let's use us, we, ours. We're a team. Let's always be a team. I think the world of the kids here. I think the world of everybody here. I think we have some great young talent, but I just want that bit of advice there. To all my friends and all my listeners, even though that song that we talked about off the beginning from 1974, Not Fragile, you know, it's 44 years old. It is relevant today because that's the way we should be living our lives. As by now, the last couple of years, you've known that I become really pained by exaggerated outrage, by people at the drop of the hat being offended by little things. It really takes away from the things we do need to be outraged by, the things we need to be offended by. They're there. Let's focus on that. Let's treat everybody the way people deserve to be treated. But let's not get all pissy when it doesn't go our way. In sports, in life, in politics, in everything. Lord knows there's plenty of things that we really deserve to be fired up about. But let's all try to be a little more resilient, shall we? Not fragile, if you will. Finally, lastly, I want to leave you with this. This encapsulates everything as far as I'm concerned.
That's a hockey, you know, it's only game. Why you have to be mad?
Good luck, God bless, and again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you.